Five Positions Without a Vacancy by Krishna's Mercy.
Quote, devotional service must not be executed for some material purpose. One should not even have a desire to merge into the absolute truth. One has to render such service out of love only. Ahetu ki apratihta. Devotional service must be without ulterior motives, then material conditions cannot check it. Gradually one can rise to the platform of spontaneous loving service. Srila Prabhupada, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 22.109 purport.
1. The Application Developer.
First of all, we want to thank you for your interest in our company. We are growing at a moderate but steady pace, and so we are always looking to add talented individuals such as yourself to our ranks. We reviewed your application, and while it is impressive, we have decided to move forward with another candidate. We will retain your information on file, and should any positions open up in the future, we invite you to apply again.
2. The Kicker.
We had the tryouts last week. Did you not get the notification? Anyway, we settled upon a new kicker. We cannot lose games through these missed opportunities anymore. We need someone who is reliable and steady. Your kicking distance is certainly impressive. Any other team would be lucky to have you. Just wait until another position opens up. Be patient.
3. The Babysitter.
Thank you for responding to our ad. But we have already hired someone else. Their profile happened to be a better fit. We are looking for someone who can fill many hours, work nights and weekends, and has their own transportation. If anything should change, we will certainly reach out to you.
4. The Teacher.
I am sorry, but we no longer have openings. Teachers are in high demand, so I am sure you will find something somewhere else. In addition, you would have had to move to be able to make it to the office on a regular basis. This is an on-site position. No working from home allowed.
5. The Writer.
We appreciate your interest, but we have enough content at the moment. The few writers we retain on staff can produce volumes of output. It is certainly a great place to work. If you would like an apprenticeship, that is a different story. But with the years of experience you already have in the field, you might be better served looking elsewhere.
This is one of the more common criticisms of the modern capitalist system. The critics say that it is a zero-sum proposal. If one person gains, another person has to lose, by definition. It rains today to bless the farmers, and that same rain also cancels previously planned events. The one investor makes a fortune selling the stock, while on the other side, owners of the company wonder why everyone is so quick to dump their holdings. One person lands the single vacancy at the multinational corporation, while so many others are left to keep looking. It should be understood that such limitations do not apply in spiritual life. In the authorized tradition of the Vedas, which is both a religion and a philosophy, which is actually a culture encompassing the entirety of the life experience, there is the well-known image of the spiritual world known as Vaikuntha. We have the leader, Lord Vishnu, lying down to rest. This is symbolic of his supreme standing, wherein he has no obligations to anyone. He is not stressed by constantly having to look after the children. Instead of his wife always nagging him, she is kindly massaging his feet. There are visitors like Narada Muni who sing his praises. If there is a desire for play, for sportive adventures, we have the setting of Goloka Vrindavan. The same Vishnu plays as the youth named Krishna, and there are plenty of friends, well-wishers, companions, and even paramours. It may appear that the plate is full. Where would I fit in such a beautiful picture? Will not my presence sully everything? How could someone as contaminated as myself ever dream of having the constant association of the one who is Pavitram personified? If God is so adored, what use would he have with my service? Why should I bother him when he is already enjoying? Why should I even try to enter that setting? The Supreme Lord is so kind that he can accept an unlimited number of devotees into his circle of influence. His kindness and compassion are such that in the cases where travel is delayed, disrupted, or prohibited, he will make the journey himself. We have the instance of Vishnu visiting Dhruva Maharaj. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu brought with him a page from a Purana to alleviate the concerns of a dedicated devotee. Sri Rama left behind deities for a Brahmana who was feeling the pain of physical separation caused by royal travel responsibilities. If the local institution supposedly dedicated to spiritual life, to glorifying Vishnu, should happen to close their doors, to shun my very existence, I am still not restricted. I can still apply for land and serve the role of servant of the Almighty. This is the meaning to a haituki and a pratihata.
Save punsa paro dharmo yato bhaktir adhokshaje ahetuke apratihata yayatma suprasiti. Quote, the supreme occupation, dharma, for all humanity is that by which men can attain to loving devotional service unto the transcendent Lord. Such devotional service must be unmotivated and uninterrupted to completely satisfy the self. Srimad Bhagavatam 1-6.
Devotional service, bhakti yoga, has the potential to flow without motivation and without interruption. I can sing Vishnu's glories to myself. I can write down observations and appreciations. I can also chant the holy names in an uninterrupted fashion. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare.
In closing,
by employers forsaken, that job already taken, with enthusiasm to do, and full of vibrancy too, material world thus inhibiting, but bhakti life not prohibiting, despite resting in Vaikuntha is he, to welcome more devotees to see.